Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt regular council meeting for July 15th, 2024 at 7:09 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 3rd, 2024, which was posted on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was transmitted to the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Lou Ezikoff?
He's here.
Mr. Michael Hamilton is absent. Ms. Constance Hertstrom?
Here.
Ms. Tina Kaufman-Maroon?
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell is absent. Mayor Peggy Malkin?
Here. So I have some things I wanted to say, but I'll wait till the end of the meeting so we get through all the business agenda first. So I'm going to open the floor for public comment at 7:10 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything that's on the agenda only? Okay, I'm going to close public comment.
Was the road that was paved on the agenda?
Pine? I don't think so. Okay. I'll save it for public.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to close public portion at 7:10 p.m. Correspondence, we have a resignation letter from Tim Hartley, resigning from the Environmental Commission. And Tim was on the Environmental Commission for a long time, so I'm sure it'll be a great loss to them. Actually, I wonder how long. I know he's been on the planning board a very long time. And almost...
He's been on both for a really long time.
Well,
but he's staying in the planning board.
Staying on the planning board, just resigning from Environmental. No one spoke. Okay. All right, we've come to the consent agenda resolutions. We have resolution 24-81, payment of bills for July 15th, 2024. Resolution 24-82, resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt waiving the May-June water and sewer utility billings for 5 and 6 Cedar Court. Resolution 24-83, resolution approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant contract with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for improvements to Lake Drive and South Valley Road. And finally, resolution 24-84, resolution ratifying an emergency contract to replace a submersible pump within well number 4 of the borough's water supply facilities. Do I have a motion?
To adopt.
Second?
Okay.
Okay. Any discussion at the table? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Ezikoff?
Yes,
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Ms. Kaufman-Maroon?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
So you have 4, so everything passed.
Okay, consent agenda resolutions have been adopted. You're still looking at the clock up there? Reports of committee chairs, Council Member Ezikoff, administration.
We're still 5 days long.
Good.
I have nothing to say. Nothing to say. Okay. 7 o'clock, hold that.
Did it? The red or the black?
Huh?
The red or the black?
The black one. I just knew this for a few weeks, so the battery died.
Council Member Hamilton is not here tonight. Council Member Hurstrom, Community Development.
Okay. Since our last meeting, when it seemed that people were not aware of everything that was going to be done on the project, since that time, we've made available the civil engineering report for the structural condition, of the amphitheater. And if anyone hasn't seen it yet, we've had it at the July 4th, but I'd be happy to pass it around if you haven't seen it. You can take a look. And we can have a copy. Everything is So, on June 19, 2023, there was a presentation to the Borough Council about the project, and in there, the packet showed the existing condition and assessment of the structural conditions with some pictures, but this has the full report, you know, in it.
And just an FYI, that is posted on our website.
Okay.
Under agendas, you know, the audio, so they'll hear his
presentation. His whole presentation.
The whole presentation. So I don't think that the whole presentation of...
No, it wouldn't be included.
He summarized.
Right.
And so we felt that this needed to be available and out there for people to read. And when we had our July 4th,
celebration.
We had it at the theater restoration table, of which what was passed out in the last meeting, you know, about the amphitheater. We had the article of why the amphitheater matters. We had the structural report. We had the resolution that was put through the last time that gave the outlines of what we were trying to do for the cost, you know, for this. And so I do have extra copies of this. So we took what, we took what George and I had put together. And so we were trying to distill it because people did not know at the meeting last time. What would be the cost to the taxpayers, you know, for what we were trying to put together? So we're passing out trying to outline of the total cost of $676,000.
Okay, you're going to have to project.
Okay. That we were able to get the matching grant of $330,000. So that means that the borough has to come up with $330,000 if we use that full amount, and the council and the county would reimburse us. And the Fund for Roosevelt has already contributed to the design cost. So between those two of this whole project, we're talking about $415,000 being free money to the council. So what's left, if we do the whole project, is $330,000 that the council would need to come up with. So the third portion of this page, what we try to do is to give you an estimate of what this could cost in addition to be added to when they come up with the municipal budget and the school budget, that this project could cost approximately 24 cents per 100,000.
Per thousand.
So, in thinking through what that would be for a $300,000 house, okay, we're looking at about $72 a year, or $6 a month if you pay it that way, or a quarter, $18 a quarter. We did that over the long term, you know, of the project, because the first year is an interest only, and the interest only is about the same cost, because what I'm giving you is interest and principal when we stretch it out over the life of the loan. And obviously that can change if CFO decides that he wants to do less number of years, just like on your house mortgage, do you want to stretch out the 30 years, so you want to do 20, you know, max, or do you want to pay a little bit more now and not pay as much interest? So that's a choice for down the line. So we can have 3 years of interest only, and that's $20,000. That's about the same cost. So it's just to put in perspective what it is that you're trying to go by, you know, for this. So with the the amphitheater, we had had some discussion last meeting that Bert wasn't on board with this project. And so I talked, Jeff came over and talked to me at July 4th and said, after Bert read the report, he definitely changed his mind as to what needs to be done. But he asked for a meeting with Dave Stoltner that he could discuss the different things he wanted to know about the project in more detail. And so we had that meeting on Thursday night for about an hour, and Steve Locker sat in. We had a Zoom call, you know, for that, to try to answer all his questions and make sure that we have done the appropriate thing. Because he said at the opening outset of the meeting that he was very sorry, but when they built the amphitheater, they did not tamp down the dirt enough. And, you know, they said that they did not really think about the drainage as much as being done with this project. So he wanted them to describe what was going to happen with the drainage, you know, on this project. And then he also said that the repairs that have been done over the years are not using the right material. It hasn't been maintained the way it should be maintained. So those are the three statements before we started into the rest of the meeting. And he certainly can speak for himself if he wants to come, you know, next meeting. But this is what we talked about, you know, what are all the areas that he wanted to know, you know, how far he was going to go down to redo some of the feet. He wanted to know all the details, you know, of this, and he seemed to be very pleased, you know, with what he heard, you know, what had been considered and the cost, you know, that's there. So I just wanted to make sure that everyone, you know, heard that, and hopefully your questions are answered. And if there's further questions, you certainly can entertain
us. I have a question. Lou, Lou, loud.
Where did Ellen Tuck come through this process? And it's in and out, and how it came.
It probably
was, and it probably wasn't.
Right.
Can I ask if you really expect to take care of your group, the building?
Yeah. I'll have to say, though, I've only done the council in a short time. This is a 2-year project. So you probably can answer better than I can.
No, I'm asking you, and you're telling me that it wasn't. Your building is very expensive. It's very expensive.
And
who do you think is going to take care of that?
What they're trying to build in a way that it will be very popular in the state. And that's what we're trying to do for this process. And they're also on the top of, you know, what we're putting on top. There's going to be not as many places where the water can get in as when they were there and have it deteriorate further. So what they're trying to do is to take care of those aspects that weren't done, you know, originally, and make it stronger and clearer and durable to make it work. And this is something that's very important.
Connie, I have a question.
Sure.
So isn't it true that we can't go out to bid, excuse me, on this project until the bond is passed?
Yes.
But we really don't know for certain what the bids will come in at. It's possible they'll come in much higher than anticipated.
Well, it's possible that Dave said in the project that he has done, what he tried to do is to anticipate what's out there, what it can be done for, and put in a contingency. And that's the best that he can do.
So, but we don't have real numbers. What?
We can't.
Right. I'm just saying, yes. It could. You're telling people how much more it'll cost, but it could come in higher. I understand. I understand. I'm just saying it could come in higher.
Yes. And it could come in lower.
And I
new, and I wasn't here for all of this, so I probably might have more questions than most people. I think I'm a little confused also about, upon talking to people in town and people that are on the front for Roosevelt, that when, apparently this has been talked about for years and years about doing something with the memorial, but I had heard that at no point in time was it ever talked about that the entire thing would be taken out. No, I meant from the fund from Roosevelt people. Like, everyone was always in agreement, like, something has to be done, but that there were never talks about we're taking everything, I mean, not the bust of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but taking everything out and starting from scratch. That's so that's the part I'm confused about.
That's because you had to get the civil engineering report to look at the condition of it in order to know that they wouldn't do that. They're not the civil engineers. You know, so we had to have that done as part of it. We had to stay within the footprint because it's an historical site.
Right.
And so, and the materials that we're using, you know, we were putting back the brick, you know, except for, you know, the top, you know, things. So that's the best I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. And they signed off, you know, on first, $50,000, and then as it went on, and we talked more than that because we did go out for finding people, and in fact, the cheapest one, but it took, you know, the $85,000.
Right.
You know, to do that, and they came off and signed off on the rest of the money. We have two people from the Fund for Roosevelt on the committee because they put in so much money on us to make sure that we were doing this, what they would agree to, as well as Mike and I should represent the city council, you know, to make sure we were representing. So we did four, plus other people that we used throughout the project. And I believe, I think it was passed out to you last time, in the list, you know, the people that were on, you know, the committee.
And I have one more question. Isn't it true that the county has to approve the final project, and if there's something that they're not satisfied with, it would have to be whatever they weren't, the part that they weren't satisfied with, would have to be redone to their specifications?
Well, they don't have whole.
Yeah, but when it's done, they have to approve it. So it is possible. I'm only bringing up that these numbers are not definite. It's entirely possible that it will cost more than what you're hoping for.
I would say the reason that we're going with more than 1 year of interest only, because that's the total amount, the $676,000, is because we want that time for government to work, to get the approvals, have it out here, and get the money. So it takes us longer than a year to get it back. You know, we're still in that 20-year time frame, but it would be interest only.
I understand that. I just want people to understand that it is possible that it will come in higher for a number of different reasons.
Right.
I didn't hear you. End of report, Connie?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, sorry. Okay, also at our table, we had asked for people, and I would love to input from the audience if you want, is we have quotations of FDR that we would like to have that would be around the date of the print, just to give you sort of an idea, that would be cut in. Okay, if you can see that. Around some of the stones that are there. So we are looking for what people would like. And while we were at the event on the 4th,
get a say.
And then I'll have to go out. So I'll just tell you, we have about 37.
Which one did I say?
37 people that were the like, you know, of these. And there was one, the first one had the most, was 9 out of the 37.
Thank you.
And their quote, maybe I can tell you before you fill out your
page.
Yeah. It's the real safeguard of democracy, the education.
Yeah, that's the one. On the school grounds.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys. But I like the education for the school grounds.
There was one.
Yeah. Everybody's getting older, really.
And if this is not exhaustive, if people have another quote that they like and want to add to the list, you can certainly do that. But there were 6 that voted for. Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. And we had 5 people that suggested the test
of self-government.
The test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much, it is whether we provide enough for those who have too little. And the other things were matters throughout the list that we have, 1 to 2, and there were a couple that were added, you know, after that, which is the one that you mentioned, fear itself. Yes, the only thing to fear is fear itself. And then there were, and there are a couple that mentioned the 4 freedoms. Anyway, Jeff and Kurt, you know, mentioned those too. So we can add those. So it isn't something that we have to do.
No.
I think we're a long way off.
No. Okay. So, I think that it for the amphitheater,
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Kaufman-Marut?
The only thing is I had talked to someone in town that had mentioned to me about the triangle for safety, since like the road was just done on Pine and they put in speed bumps, but for the 1 speed bump, but more besides the yield sign at the triangle stop sign. So, I mean, I guess would that be something that I didn't know.
Oh, you mean they're asking for a stop sign instead of a yield? We did that at the Homestead Lane North Valley Triangle.
Okay. I'm sorry.
They put a speed bump.
There was one. There already was one, but they. No, I said
Pine.
The triangle.
Pine.
Yeah. No, they said stop sign, not a speed bump.
They want a stop sign instead of a yield.
No, but that was always, it was always there. They repaved the road, so they just put it back in, a fresh new one.
Right.
But the person, I don't know. But,
no, this person is asking for a stop sign.
Yeah. Well, and the person specifically said that they thought that it would be mostly more of a better yield, like a rolling stop. Because
yeah.
Nobody really actually fully stopped.
Actually, I didn't think anyone would fully stop at my triangle.
Okay.
And everyone does. Most people do.
Okay.
I was surprised because I thought, especially when there was never one there for 80 years, and I thought, you know, nobody's going to stop. And actually, everyone pretty much, or they roll stop. So, yeah, I think...
And because the concern of, like, clearly... For those that do tend to go over the speed limit, or for people's, you know,
it'll be a deterrent.
Or at least, like, slow them down, since they're obviously not stopping if they're speeding.
Right. I'm okay with that. Is everybody else? That's what we did a few years ago on Homestead, putting a stop sign at the Tamara Pine Triangle rather than a yield. If it helps. Well, you never know. I mean, honestly, I didn't think anyone would stop, and they do. On my side, so
where would you put it?
Instead of the yield, right?
You could put them in a couple spots there, but I think we had this discussion about 6 months ago, and I guess a few people had gone to a seminar on that, and the speaker suggested stop signs instead of speed bumps, and it's funny, but I downloaded a copy of the MEPC date, and they specifically suggest that you don't use stop signs for speed control. But I think at the triangles it makes good sense, because you've got to look like really
it's
back
really
on
hard.
Your shoulder.
Yeah, it's hard
to do that. So I think you can make a reasonable case for putting a stop sign there. It can't hurt.
Can we just have a general agreement to do that? Like to say, yeah, we're going to put a stop sign there.
And there is a stop sign on my street.
You did it last time.
You don't have to find Tamara, which we have to in order to get out.
So what do we have to do?
We do stop. But
right, it's not public portion.
Stop signs are optional.
So do we have to do a resolution?
Right.
Is it
in
your
code
book?
It's definitely in the code book. You need an ordinance for a stop sign? This is where
Pine and Tamara come together.
Completely municipal intersection?
Yes, completely.
Is it gonna, does it make it a four-way stop?
I don't know how you do it.
No, I know that. That's
I'm
not the
sure
question is whether we need approval from the DOT or the county or the engineer. Because you can't just willy-nilly put four-way stop signs wherever you want.
Yeah.
Does it make it a four-way stop?
Well, we don't have any four-way stop.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'd have to research it, which I can do while it's in. Yeah, I can do it while we're sitting here.
Okay.
What, you know, there's things that the municipality, just so that you understand, there's things the municipality can just do to its streets on its own, right? And there's things that you have to do either in conjunction. So let's just like forget about if it's anybody else's road. Let's just say it's all municipal streets. There's certain things you can do. There's certain things you can do with qualification, and there's certain things that you can just do. So like parking. You can make parking spaces, prohibit parking, allow parking, however you want. No oversight, really, from anybody. Stop signs, you know, require sometimes, depending on the location and the nature of the intersection, an engineer review. So like we can do an ordinance, but the ordinance isn't valid unless the engineering review is attached to it on the back, under the statute. So let me try to figure, it would make it a, what, it's a T intersection?
No, it's a triangle.
It's a
literally triangle. Yeah.
And you're putting a stop sign at, what, one of the points of the triangle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could do two, actually.
Did we do?
Is it where the yield signs are now?
Well, there's one yield.
Yeah.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did we do an ordinance for Homestead? I feel like we just stuck a stop sign there. But I might not be remembering. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one's a yield and one's a stop.
And how many years ago?
I mean, I don't know.
Like 10, 15?
Oh, no. Much more recent. Yeah, much. Remember when Dave...
The currently legal stop intersections in the town are Clarksburg Road and South Rochdale with a stop sign on Clarksburg Road.
Right.
Clarksburg Road and South Rochdale with a stop sign on South Rochdale northbound. Mm-hmm. Farm Lane and North Rochdale Avenue with the stop sign on Farm Lane, Homestead and North Rochdale Avenue with the stop sign on Homestead, Lake Drive and South Rochdale, stop sign on Lake, Northerly Connector Road between Homestead Lane and Northerly North Valley Road on the Northerly Connector Road eastbound, Oscar Drive and North Rochdale on Oscar Drive, Pine and North Rochdale on Pine, School and Pine Drive on School Lane, South Valley and Clarksburg Road on South Valley Road and Lake Drive on South Valley Road, Spruce Lane and Clarksburg Road on Spruce Lane, and Tamara Drive and South Rochdale Avenue on Tamara Drive. If there's another stop sign that's standing out there that I did not mention, you should write it down and give it to me, and we will legalize it immediately.
It might feel slighted.
This would be a four-way intersection?
No.
Three? Oh, it's the triangle. Yeah. Got you. And the triangle is Pine Drive and what?
Tamara.
Oh, thank you.
We don't show the triangle.
Co-op
is. Yeah, there's co-op.
Yeah.
What was co-op saying?
And it's 48 co-op.
You can move it out there too.
Well, this is the triangle we're talking here.
Yeah, right here.
And then that's the triangle right there.
And there's stop signs where now?
There's nothing here.
This is no. This is all just yield signs.
We got stop sign on this.
Oh, but that's on the Court Road.
Yeah, Maple Court.
That's on Court.
Got you.
But the actual triangle has
Let me look at that on the motor vehicle code and see what we can do.
The one yield sign is like if you were driving up Pine from the.
Where's Tamara Drive in South Rochdale? Oh, it's over here. So there's a stop sign right here.
Well, yeah, because then you're going onto the county road.
Oh, that's the crazy intersection over there.
Yeah, they're all crazy. No, right?
Well, I mean, basically, though, the 571 is not Roosevelt Road.
Gotcha.
This is a Pine Drive.
So it's like an intersection. Okay. All right,
cool.
All right, let me see how you legally do that. I mean, ordinance we could do. Well, we just make sure the ordinance would be legal if we just did an ordinance.
Okay.
And then if there's any more that I just didn't read off, they're in section... Ooh, homework for the audience. Section 714 is stop intersections. If you know of a stop intersection that's in town that isn't listed on our ordinance, let us know.
Is Pine Drive, Maple Court, and Pine?
Yeah, he said that.
Pine Drive and Rochdale.
Pine Drive in North Rochdale with a stop sign on Pine Drive.
Right.
Which one did you say?
Maple Sean? And Pine.
I didn't see Maple in here, no.
Worker Road.
It might be
Senator
Maple and Tamara, but it's probably Maple and Pine.
Well, it is Maple and Pine.
Yeah.
And then the other court.
That's the stop sign coming out of Maple?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not on our list. So let's make a note of that, Kathleen. Put that on there.
I hope I lose my stop sign.
Those are generally okay, like coming out into a
street.
Let's see.
Oh,
I
got him testing.
The other court,
yeah.
That was
with
my
parents.
Cedar and Elm.
I don't know if they have stops on.
Because people come out of there like twice there.
I don't know about
Elm. I don't know if any of people coming out of the park.
I know I have Elm. I said, why are you putting up stops on?
Yeah,
I don't know about Elm. Does Elm have stops on?
The town came to us and said,
no. I didn't mean to get a digression. I'll tell you how to get it there.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Council Member Mocker, anything?
Are you done?
Yeah, he's researching it.
No, Tina.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tina.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I'm done.
Thank you. Steve?
No, nothing to report. We've just been doing routine maintenance. They replaced the ballast in the garage for the overhead lights and general cleaning and brush cleanup.
Yeah, we had a water main break on July 6th. That was a lot of fun. It was about 200 degrees out at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I said we had a water main break on July 6th at about 3 in the morning when it was about 100 degrees out. We were very lucky because John Holden was on it immediately, and Earl came immediately. It still took altogether, I think, like 5 or 6 or 7 hours or something, but luckily it was in the middle of the night so that most people were sleeping, and when they woke up, there was no problem with water. We had plenty. Although we were on standby to have water delivered in case it wasn't repaired by the time. And I, you know, by the time it was repaired. And I did ask John Holden if it was possible that the heat was responsible for it, because it really was very, very, very hot that day. And I know generally we have breaks when it's like bitterly cold, but once we had one not that long ago in February when it shot up to like 77 degrees on a fluke day. So anyway, I asked John if the heat was responsible, and he just said no, it's absolutely age. There was a big hole in the pipe, and that was age.
Yeah, so. I think the letter that he sent out said it had rusted through.
Right.
It wasn't like a structural break. It was.
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, we're going to be. It shows we've got to redo it.
We've got to redo it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But we were lucky because everyone. It was a Saturday weekend, basically July 4th weekend, and late and hot, and people were here immediately to take care of the situation.
Is John the number that's listed on the borough website?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because yeah. our neighboring residents...
yeah, everybody called him.
No, I don't know if everybody did. I mean, she did because she was up that late, and she had very positive things to say about him getting back to her immediately.
Yeah, he's...
And suggest, because she was like, what about toilet flushing? And he told her, you know, you could
some
take...
water.
Well, he was like, you could take your pool water and take a jug. So she was very impressed.
He's very,
got back to her right
yeah,
now.
He's very responsive to everyone. He really is. I know he said a few people called him, but he's very responsive.
Okay. What road is this on?
Oh, it's actually on Tamara.
Tamara.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one thing I wanted to add to the report.
They got to speak up.
Jeff apologized. She said she could not be here tonight. She had sent something but didn't see it on correspondence.
Well, it came in very late, and we never... It will be on next
she wanted
meeting.
To read.
Well, we don't read correspondence, so she would have to ask someone to read it if she couldn't be here?
She did. She asked me to put it as part of my report.
Oh, okay.
I just forgot to add it in then. That's all right.
Are we, yeah, I guess we're done. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. To the Roosevelt Borough Council. And I...
Who's this?
Jeb.
As I am a member of the Amphitheater Committee, and I am unable to attend tonight's council meeting, I would like the council to have time to consider the following well before deciding about the committee's proposal. I have heard concerns about cost and if the structure could be repaired rather than rebuilt. According to the structural analysis report, repair, quote, is not a viable option, end quote. The report cites vertical cracking, typically indicative of uneven settling and or shifting of ground below the foundation, and horizontal cracking, which occurs by way of soil destabilization and can lead to complete wall collapse. Cracking is extensive throughout the structure. The report goes on to state that an attempt to repair would result in the need to replace most of the walls and does not make sense. So it seems that the condition of the amphitheater is hazardous, with risk of injury were any part of the structure to further crumble or collapse. In addition to possible injury, there would be considerable liability. The cost of the project is considerable, and the committee has been mindful of the need to cut costs wherever possible. It has been suggested that the work might be done incrementally, but in addition to rebuilding the structure, the plan is to restore the wiring for lighting, for safety, and to make connections for sound and lighting acceptable. It only makes sense to do the wiring in the course of reconstruction. A change to the structure is to top the seating rows with stone to prevent water damage. An alternative of poured concrete was considered, but would not be as durable and would cost about the same amount. Currently, there is handicapped access only to the top of the amphitheater, with no safe handicapped access to the performance area. The plan includes a handicap accessible path to that area, which seems to me to be essential. There were many ideas of additional enhancements to the structure and landscape, met with continual efforts to eliminate anything not essential. Others on the committee can explain the financial situation better than me, but I understand that the cost per household would be about $7 per month. There is concern that although that would not be burdensome to many, if not most of the community, there are those in precarious circumstances for whom any increase would be very difficult. To me, that is a separate issue for which I hope the council would offer whatever assistance possible. It would be helpful to gather and provide information about all available social services, maybe printing regularly in the borough bulletin. In particular, medical expenses are a concern, including possible ambulance expenses. That there are no ambulance charges should be well publicized. Please consider this information and vote to rebuild the amphitheater. Respectfully, Jeb Sean. And I can pass this on to you.
Okay. I do have a copy. It's going on the 8-5 agenda.
Okay. Please, you want it there, too.
Okay, do any of our two borough officials here like to come to the mic? No? No?
Okay. Everybody,
yeah, I was going to actually say that at the end. It was really, really fantastic.
Okay, you can speak louder.
Oh, sorry.
And Peggy did a nice job organizing it.
Thank you. Okay, old business, improvements to Lake Drive and Spruce Lane. Why is this on here again?
Oh, no, we finally got
the televised. Right.
The second quote, and they're being televised. Yeah,
so
I'll
let everyone know. So we did televise the sewer pipes to see what condition they were in. So apparently there's hours and hours and hours of video. So Mike Lyons, our sewer operator, he has not been able to get through it all yet because there's so many hours. What he has seen so far is not good. Lots and lots and lots of root falls, and he's shocked that Lake Drive hasn't seen more sewer blockages. Mm-hmm. So,
a lot of trees.
Yeah, a lot of trees, a lot of roots in the pipes.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah. So we'll know more when he gives us. We don't have a report from him yet, but.
Was that the whole strip of lake? Or I forget, was it a section?
Wasn't it one section, well, Steve?
No, I think
or
we were trying to do the whole thing because we wanted to let that drive our decision as to.
Do we do half?
We were going to do the whole
right.
thing, but we got a small grant.
Right.
So we decided to split it
up. Right.
Because I saw the trunk by what I dubbed like the newer part of Lake Drive, the non original houses. I think one day I was driving through and I saw trucks there, but I was just curious if it was getting.
Yeah, we'll know a lot more when his report is finalized, okay. If he can get through the rest of those hours and hours of video just looking at the pipes. Any other old business anyone would like to bring up? No? Okay. New business. Is there any new business anyone would like to bring up?
Before we go on to that, do you want me to just give you the answer?
Sure.
So in the Motor Vehicle Code, it indicates that a municipality may, without the approval of the commissioner and consistent with the current standards prescribed on the manual for uniform traffic control devices for streets and highways established by ordinance, any of the provisions contained in Section 187 of the Chapter 4 of the Motor Vehicle Code, which includes, you guys fall under like really two exceptions. One is regulating the passage or stopping of traffic at certain congested street corners or other designated points, including the establishment of multi-way stop controls. So triangle intersection definitely qualifies as multi-way stop controls. And the other would be with the certification of Carmella that the intersections within 500 feet of a school, playground, or youth recreational facility and that both intersecting streets are under municipal jurisdiction. So basically we'd be able to put that stop sign up with just an ordinance one way or another. And I'd be comfortable with the first one I read you on a triangle like that because it's clearly a multi-way. There's already multi-way stop controls there. So we can definitely do that.
We'll take the yield with a stop sign.
Yes. And we would probably, let's see if it's in the yield section real quick so we have our stuff. So our yields.
It should be two yields.
Well, there's four listed. We have the Southerly Connector Road eastbound between North Valley and Homestead Lane. Southerly Connector Road eastbound at North Valley Road. I assume that's talking about one of these little triangle points. Yeah, these are all in the code already. The other one's at Tamara Drive and Pine Drive. The yield signs on some Tamara Drive. I assume that's the one we're talking about.
It is.
Okay.
It lists one, right?
Just one.
Yeah.
And then the Tamara Drive, well, there's two, the three actually. So it says Tamara Drive spur northbound and Pine Drive. This is on the Tamara Drive spur northbound, and then there's another one from the southbound. So is there three yield signs out there?
Well, there's no, one right on Tamara Pine, and then there's one coming from Pine, right across from George's house. It goes over to Tamara, the curve.
I know there's.
I'm sure Greg knows it's George.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. But there's something, but it's.
Thanks, Steve.
But it's not like the traditional red yield sign.
So we're replacing, just so we're getting this here, we're replacing one of the yield signs with a stop sign.
But
just
which one.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You can't put the stop sign on Pine, where Pine meets Tamara. It's not going to work. It could be at the end of the triangle, like in front of George's house. Because the other one, they're going to stop right in front of my street, and it's a double Y because it's going to two streets.
It's a
you have to look at it.
When you approach the triangle from Pine Drive.
You can speak. I'm sorry. But
yeah, let's.
Could you, what's your name?
You could use one stop sign there where you're coming off at Tamara, swinging to the right. Because the people that are on Pine going that way, they're going straight. They're going to see a car coming from there, so nothing is going to happen that way. Coming the other way, okay, is that west, going west down Pine. You don't need to stop there. You're going straight or you're going to make a left.
People.
It's like any other left-hand turn.
I don't know what
you
my professionals sound
coming.
Like.
You have to stop.
Feel like an Aberdeen when I'm just rattling off roads.
So you can use one. You, you know, walk.
All right, so.
Steve, do you want to make a field trip?
There's the intersection.
Well,
do we want to have Carmelo look at it?
No.
Well, we know the traffic patterns better. Like, you know, how many cars. I'm fine with Carmelo
looking
at it.
Well, you guys had some pretty solid at the beginning. I just don't know which of the three we're talking about replacing.
Right.
The only people that speak, because I come out of Maple, okay?
Which
and
is right there.
You know, lives right there with the
which one are we talking about?
Are the people going straight down Pine. Because right. When they go on Tamara, they're making a curve.
Tamara and Pine.
So they have to slow down.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have it there. The triangle where, like, the point is where you're deciding if you were going left or right, the people, like he's describing, that just go straight. They're not veering to the left.
Pine.
Those are the ones that are going faster than...
All right, so I have no idea where George lives, no idea where... Whatever. I'll just describe. Let me just do my, like, you know.
You don't know George.
Let's say I was going to visit Roosevelt and I didn't want to violate any of your traffic laws and I'm an extremely diligent citizen and I come to the code, right? I might live here one day. I'll tell you what, the Assinpink's a lot of fun to fish. So I'm here a decent amount.
You can, really late at night, you can see falling stars there,
it's
too.
The most peaceful place ever
yeah.
When I don't bring my three boys, which I've done both. So the one that, it would be here.
Do you want me to show you?
It would be right here on Tamara. This is Tamara Drive, right?
That from here,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay. This is the one that we're tied. That's the one you just pointed to. That's the one I'd be replacing. This would be a stop sign here on Tamara Drive.
No,
not on Tamara.
Well, that's what you just pointed to.
No.
No. Right. So you're coming off of Tamara, and it meets. This is the triangle. You're coming off of Tamara. It meets Pine at the point of this triangle. But you can also
Where the traffic naturally goes to the point, and then you got to go right or left.
Right. And or no. Because if you went left, Greg, you'd come off of Tamara and go on this little spur.
So what's that?
No, I thought it said.
So it's Tamara Drive spur northbound.
Is that northbound? No.
You don't have Google. Yeah. Steve, I have it right here.
I have a friend. He cracked such a funny joke when Siri and GPS became like a real big thing, and he traveled.
All right. Yeah.
Which, because we have to know what the general consensus is about exactly where to place it.
Well, how about if we continue the meeting and.
Okay.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a yield sign here, a yield sign here, and a yield sign.
Greg, you want to take a ride?
Let's finish the meeting and then.
Well, I don't think this was a useful exercise in that I've determined we are not prepared to draft consider an ordinance. So it wasn't a waste.
No, I just put down that you can
under discussion.
Municipality may establish by ordinance for a stop sign. All right. So that was old business.
Old business, right.
Oh, no, that was new business.
No, we stopped before new business.
Oh, okay.
She said new business, but I said, no, let's finish our old business.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, does anyone at the table have any new business they would like to discuss?
I'm going to talk about a couple of stuff. Sorry.
Oh, no,
two. I'm always putting my head. I got a fire on the fire stop sign.
Okay, no new business? Right, I'm going to open the floor.
Right, good and welfare.
I was going to speak under good and welfare, but I forgot. Does anyone at the table have anything they want to say about good and welfare? Under good and welfare, I mean.
Yeah, my father was
good. Okay. All right, I'm going to.
So that's none?
No, I think I'm going to speak now. So what I want to say really has to do with Councilman Hamilton, who is not here tonight, but I want it on the record, so I'm going to go forward with it, even though he's not here. So I wanted to say that Councilman Hamilton sent an email to about 30 people or more the day after the last council meeting. The last council meeting. So in it, he attempted to warn people about the amphitheater grant being in jeopardy because of what he characterizes as my opposition to the project. Almost every statement that he made concerning me is either a blatant untruth, misrepresentation, or taken out of context. I'll go over some of the points. I never stated that I don't want the project, which is what it says in the email. Of course I want the project. I applied for a similar grant right before COVID, which we were surprisingly denied. But, of course, I've lived here. My 50th anniversary will be in October. I've been here a long time. The amphitheater is very important to me. I do want it. I do want the project to go forward. I object to the scale and the scope and the financial burden. I've never said I don't want the project. I did not call the project a Taj Mahal. I said that if a chunk fell off of the Taj Mahal, it would be repaired and replaced, not redesigned. I also made a similar analogy to the Notre Dame in Paris, which I think most people know the spire burned down, and so they did not redesign Notre Dame. They simply replaced the spire. He said something about the committee was had good faith that my good faith was not based on my initial support. He was saying that they went forward in good faith because of my support. It wasn't just my support. It was a general consensus that we needed to work on the amphitheater, whether it was restore, repair. The amphitheater needed work. That was not solely me. That was the general consensus. I believe wholeheartedly that the amphitheater needs restoration. I gave full support to applying for the grant. My objection is to the excessive amount of money that this will cost. I also find it interesting that Councilman Hamilton mentions that I brought people in to support my stand. What he based this on, I'm not sure, because I asked no one to attend. The two people I believe he's referring to are two people I know well, but I did not ask them to attend the meeting to ally with me. In fact, neither expressed opposition to the project. They simply asked questions and expressed some opinions. This is almost funny to me because it's hypocritical, because not only has Councilman Hamilton asked people to come and support the amphitheater project or to write letters in favor of it, but if you look at the end of his whole email thread about me, there is another email from April 15, 2024, where he asks people to come and show support. So what he accused me of, he did himself, but I did not. I also didn't say that I only want to spend $50,000. I said we should take $50,000 or $75,000 from the county, add our own $50,000 to $75,000, and then we would have $100,000 or $150,000 to restore and repair. I understand Councilman Hurstrom's report saying that it's not a candidate for repair and restore, but that's one opinion, one estimate. I think it would behoove us to have more than one. I firmly believe that this historic, important monument does not and shouldn't be redesigned. It should be kept in its original design but rehabilitated. I urge you to listen to the July 1st meeting and you will hear confirmation of everything I just told you. This has devolved into a very sad, divisive, and unfortunate controversy. When the town was divided about whether to retain and maintain our own fire department, tempers flared. This was understandable because some people were losing their passion for their work as volunteers. However, in this case, this is simply a political disagreement over a public space. The level of anger and vitriol and vengeance coming from Councilman Hamilton is incomprehensible and unacceptable. I received a text from him on July 7th. There was no personal text or message from him. He sent me an essay from Hermann Göring. Hermann Göring was one of Hitler's henchmen, one of the top three Nazis. In fact, he was a designer of the Holocaust. Hitler was his daughter's godfather. Councilman Hamilton is equating me with Göring. Can you imagine what an affront this is to me? I am a Jewish woman, the mayor of a town steeped in Jewish history and culture, and in a time of ramped up anti-Semitism, the likes of which we haven't seen since the 40s. How dare he? Is his anger so out of control that he's lost all common sense? My goal as mayor has always been to preserve Roosevelt as much as possible, to stay true to its history, culture, arts, and strong sense of community and family. To stoop to the level of these emails and texts is bewildering and unacceptable. Once again, I will state that I wholly support accepting a grant from the county to restore and repair the FDR Memorial Amphitheater. I just don't support redesigning it and the scope and the scale of the project. And I also made copies for anyone who would like to have one of the text that he sent me where he's quoting Hermann Göring and equating me with it, because it's pretty horrifying. So I just wanted that on record. All right.
member of a family that had lost about half, at least half of my family at home in the Holocaust. I think this is very personal.
I agree.
In this day and age, for you, the women who serve.
And over a public project. This is not anything personal in any way. It's just deciding how and
no
to do it.
Project or no project, that she should ever do something like that. But by the same token, when I heard about it, I told Peggy that it was just outrageous. And I feel that way.
Well, and all I'm trying to point out is it's a public project. It's a public space. All we're trying to do is discuss the best way to restore it, or redesign it, or whatever it is. We got a grant, and it's simply a difference of opinion. Okay, I'm going to open the floor to public comment for anything at all, doesn't have to be on the agenda. Wait, at 8:09 p.m.
About the street, not about the stop signs.
Name and address.
My name is Jerry for Maple Court. I walked today to the corner because Lynn and Mel Friedman were here and I got to visit with them.
Oh, they were?
They're doing great.
Oh.
And I noticed they came to like retar the edges, but when I was walking past Maple Court to the triangle, I noticed that they left some little deep holes where there must be some pipes or something. So I took pictures of them.
Where are you talking about?
On Pine. So there's this one and then there's this one. And I'm a little concerned that somebody's going to, at nighttime when they're walking, they're going to fall in them. I'm going to show them to you.
Yeah, that I believe is a foul pump.
Yeah.
I saw that. That should be cleaned out. And
yeah, and then there's another one.
What do you call them, Steve?
They look like valve boxes to me. Water valve boxes.
Oh, valve boxes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know why. They're
valve especially
boxes.
On a bike.
They're pretty.
That's on Pine.
Yeah.
Where?
Like right at the end, like on my street, right when you're walking to the triangle. And here's the other one.
Yeah. Sometimes it's pop the covers off and they get lost.
Can Greg? Is that something Greg can do? He takes off his suit?
Maybe.
Do you think Greg can do it?
No, when they came today...
Well, we should put it on the punch list.
Okay.
And
well,
they're going to come out...
Well, I think you should put cones on them so nobody falls on them.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, if somebody can come out and put a cone on them tomorrow.
All right, that's a good idea.
Okay, because I just don't want somebody walking at night to, you know, to step in it and not see it because it's black. Okay, back to the memorial, not the amphitheater. Couple of things. One, Jeb's letter, which was lovely, which I don't want to go into the whole money thing because me reading in the Borough Bulletin that I could get free medical care is not going to help me pay the $72 because I'm still paying for it. She was very concerned about somebody getting hurt because something might break off at the memorial. But she's not concerned about somebody burning their feet or falling on blue stone, which we've had this discussion. I know, Tina, you have blue stone. Is it hot?
Yeah, but I'm still actually confused. Is blue stone just the cap on the seating, or is blue stone going anywhere else?
It's not just on the cap.
I don't know. I'm honestly very confused about the whole project because someone that was at the school board presentation, so that's like a year from when the guy, because I listened to the audio from June of 2023, I couldn't see anything, obviously just audio presenting, and then someone was at the school board presentation, which happened just recently in May, and their opinion was that it seemed like the memorial was going to be very different. I don't know. I wasn't at that meeting.
I would like the plan. It is dangerous. I would like to see the plan that make you guys give us a report. That's not a plan. That's not telling me where the blue stone's going. Where's it going? Well, that's not helpful. you need to let people know what this thing that's going to cost them, quote unquote, $72 a year till they die, looks like. Because the way the plan is laid out, first of all, people that are infirmed or have disabilities have to go 2 to 3 times the distance with everybody else because of the way you laid it out. If I remember correctly. That's not helping, Carmen. You're not showing anybody what's it going to look like.
Everything will change. Everything will change. It is not going to totally be designed. It's put back. It's just a material change.
You're missing my whole point. The point is, where is the blue stone going? And why are you even picking something that's dangerous? Because if you read about it, not from this landscape article.
Many parts use not everyone thinks that they have the
If you show the landscape architect, I don't have a huge amount of liking for his plan. I think it's a great plan. Okay. And next question. You're worried about cost to keep it down, but how much is it costing to chisel a quote into the memorial, into the seats? And don't tell me that's under $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, because we know it is, and that can really be left out because you don't really need it. The next thing is when I spoke to you at the last meeting, you told me you decided not to move the World War II memorial. Then you told me it cost too much. And then you told me it's because it's not about Franklin Roosevelt as a kidnapper. Well, to be really honest, it's not about Franklin Roosevelt. It's about Roosevelt. And that is part of our history. Mm-hmm. And it should be included in our history.
If you read what you said, and you put into the project, that is not
And it can be added. You know, you're so wrong, Father. All you have to do is ask him to put it in there.
That's what you can do.
Please don't speak to me in condescending manner. That's how it's coming off.
Okay, let's keep this to the subject matter.
Or somebody from the community.
It's not him that you're asking. It's the county of what we put in and what we said we were going to do. You can't just add and take out.
You can't make addendums?
I don't think you can. Well,
did you find me find out?
Right.
I can't imagine if there are no attendants. Could you find
it? You can make some changes, but you can't. You can make some changes, but you can't, like, make it a completely different project.
It's not a different project. It's moving a stone from one place to another.
You
had
to take that out of the
pattern.
You had to take that out of the pattern. And certainly moving a memorial.
No, it's a rock. It's smaller than that steeple.
But where is it going to go?
Well, that's who you ask your landscape architect.
Well, I don't think it goes.
You don't think it doesn't matter.
It can go in that 200 by 200 square feet that we're renting from the school.
Well, maybe we can raise money to move it there.
Why don't you ask the school to do it?
What are we talking about?
We have a huge
We
have a good sized wall.
There's
a metal plaque.
Wait. We can't have too many conversations.
Died in the war.
I understand.
No, she did.
Alright, so Nona, why don't you just, like, ask the school and see what answer you get from them.
Why don't we just start a fund for moving it and come up with
$1,500?
Okay.
The conversation is the floor. It's public comment.
So, what I think is the best thing is for me or someone else to start a fundraiser, not for the memorial, but to move this if in case you do it, because you don't have the money for that. And you don't want to ask for help, you don't want to tell the county, and
you don't care.
Do you really?
Next person, let's get public comment done.
Well, that was a 12 Pine Drive.
Speak out.
Real quick, I guess. I think that the amphitheater needs to be totally restored, which whatever the planners and designers. I was involved in the meeting, so I have to go by what is contractors and people that know about how it should be done, should be done. I don't think that it's going to come out of money to each person, but I can't speak for the budget. I do wonder about the blue stone. I did look it up. It does seem to get hot. Maybe it can be replaced with something else. We're not totally done with the design. Maybe something else can be looked into for that. I do disagree that the war memorial should be moved. It's the FDR amphitheater. It's the FDR head. The war memorial should it could be moved someplace else. It's only visible as you're driving by. I understand that. But that amphitheater was never meant to be the end-all of Roosevelt history, for everything about Roosevelt history, then where do you stop at that? So I think, I can disagree with looking for money to do that. Somebody else wants to look into it. I do think that we should try to go ahead with what we have in place so far. Can I do a separate issue?
Sure.
I don't know where... Tim, this has nothing to do with the chairs, which is didn't bring up right now, in the Borough Hall. One of the events that we had last year, a rap event, had wanted to borrow or use chairs. And it was my understanding they were told that they could not use them because they belong to Borough Hall, which is not correct. They belong to RAP. They all say property of RAP on the back of them is RAP for them. And I just want to make sure that in the future, if a RAP member wants to have an event outside the Borough Hall and needs chairs and asks Anna or somebody, you need to come in and get chairs, they're not told, no, you can't do that. So I don't know if that actually happened or if it did happen.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Okay.
Thanks, Todd.
So you're saying all the chairs or the white chairs?
Property of Roosevelt Arts Project, please return the protocol. You do have to return them. If they don't return them, yes, they can find them.
Well, then that creates a little bit of a dilemma because suppose there's a rap event the same time that there's something.
It would be if somebody using them would only have to, they would be. To be a rap event out. This happened to be at somebody's home.
Right. I'm just saying sometimes rap events do coincide with borough meetings here, so maybe we should think about buying our own chairs.
Exactly.
Well, we rap has asked that we would go in half, these should be replaced also, if I were going to be comfortable. So that could be a further future discussion that rap and the borough.
No, I think we should probably have separate chairs so we don't run into any.
That's a separate issue.
Yeah. Anyone else from the audience? Jeff?
I have something quick. I'm just curious.
Ellen?
Oh, Jeff, why do I hope that just something quick? I'm just trying to understand the project. I really am. I'm still not convinced if I'm against it or for it or what. I read the agreement. I read the agreement for the grant and the bond. The only thing that I haven't had an opportunity to see is the plans and what the plans are for the money, like how the money lines up with because obviously it's there. Somebody made plans to give to the county, so I'm just wondering what is that is available to the public. If that piece of paper, that or whatever it is, the plans for the amphitheater or the memorial, is available to look at, I'm more curious than anything.
You can request.
Government. I love it.
Request via an OGRA.
So it's not available.
The complete grant application, which has
all the details
okay.
that were submitted.
Right, so not available then.
Well, it is.
No, no, what I'm saying is I can't mm-hmm. get it unless now I'm submitting paperwork. It's not available to me to say that I have this.
Well, mm-hmm. well, unless Connie or Mike wants to give it to you.
No, I'm just asking. I don't even know who submitted to you.
Kathleen can walk you through it if you.
I'm curious to see what it looks like to see what we're talking about. I'm just curious because obviously it's been developed. I'm reading all the paperwork and I'm looking at everything to try to get an understanding of what it actually is being developed.
Go out there and look at it now. That's what it's going on.
What the memorial?
They're replacing the semicircular seating.
No, right. Yeah.
Right in the same spot.
Right. It'll be the same spot. The same obvious design will be the same. How it's a semicircular amphitheater.
That's with better
material. No, I understand, but I understand. I just wanted to see what. If something was developed for the money that Connie put in and the Fund for Roosevelt put in to develop it to present to the county, this it's not something in space or something. This was given to the county.
No, it was a concrete
set of numbers that was given to the county for $330,000 that they approved. The reason that I'm bringing that up is because I'm more curious. I don't want to state my position because I'm still learning what this project is. The question that I would have is, and I think that's what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
No, that'd be wonderful. Yeah. No, I didn't know if I could get it or not. I didn't know if it was available, is all I'm saying. That'd be great.
It's available, but you have to follow the protocols and you have to complete an over, or just send me an email saying, please send me
the
grant
agreement. Well, Connie,
couldn't you make
copies of it and have it available for people to see?
I would just love to see what it looks like.
It's a government document.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, he wants to
see that it's going to kind of be the same with the lights and the electricity.
You just got to email me. It's a government document. You got to follow the proper protocol.
That's right.
Just email me. Tell me you want the grant application that was submitted.
Did you want to speak? Sure.
I listened.
Because the reason I was asking is because, as you were saying, and I think you're right, once you have an addendum, or once you say, we want to change this, we want to do something different, we don't want this project anymore or not. You can't do that anymore. You can't just say to anybody, well, we want to change it to a $75,000 limit. You can't do that. Right, that's what I'm getting at.
We
can't
change to New Jersey.
Sure.
And to Chicago.
Right, exactly.
It's done,
right? The money that you gave them for the plans, that's the plan. That ain't changing. If we say we want to only spend $75,000 on it, we have to resubmit an entire new plan.
I don't know about that. That would be the borough attorney would be able to answer that.
They could pull the grant back. Hey, you can't say like, I'm going to build a gazebo and then build a swimming pool. I'm building a gazebo and I want to put a weather vane on top. You know, to give you like simple examples.
Is a done deal. That's it. That's what they approved. That's what's done.
That's what the grants awarded for, yeah.
They're not going to, they have to see something new now.
It's just a practical matter. You can't redo this all and then resubmit. The grant will expire and they'll have to give the money back and we'll just be in a new grant application.
Right.
Well, technically, you don't get any money until the project is complete and you file proper documentation with Monmouth County Open Space showing your purchase orders, you paid. There's a whole procedure that has to be filed.
You can't show up later and be like, we built a swimming pool. Can we give us the money for it? You told you it was a gazebo. They don't do that.
They're not
going to
do that.
Then we'll approve. So if this project takes 2 years, we're not getting our money for 2 years. Half of it.
But there is a deadline on the project itself.
Yeah. What is it? What is the deadline?
I think it's June 1st. Is that June 1st, 2016?
Sometime next year.
I think there's a deadline somewhere.
Do you know the deadline?
Right. That's what I was trying to understand.
So if you want to go back and change anything, you're starting
over.
Right. We have to do everything all over again.
So
we're committed to this project and how it is and the way it is and all this talk about we can do this or we can do that. At this point, according to the county and the grant and everything else, we cannot. That's my understanding from what
I'm saying. When is the deadline, Connie?
Okay.
Right, that'd be like, that's like next spring or summer.
Yeah, I thought it was 2 years. I think it's
2 years. It's definitely 2 years. I just don't know when it was awarded.
Last October.
Okay, so you're talking about next October. That's not next spring or summer. It's next October.
October of
20s.
To turn
on all these plans, they get 4 to 6 months to review it.
Yes.
It's in process right now. If they come back and say, I don't like something because it doesn't quite mix the historical nature of what it is.
Yes.
They can say you have to change this, and it could take us a little bit longer.
Do they adapt for that on the deadline, or are they committed to their deadline even though they're saying that we have to put a hold on it?
It's a different entity.
Gotcha.
That you're giving it to.
Okay.
Are you talking about SHPO?
SHPO.
Okay,
New
right.
Jersey Department that they've turned in plans as well.
Okay.
And that's in process right now.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
No, really.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Wait,
I really
it's their turn.
So much I have this opinion, or I just wanted to understand what the process is. Because I've been reading a lot about it, and I'm trying to just out of curiosity, local government, which I enjoy immensely.
Yeah.
You guys
right.
do a wonderful job, and
okay.
everybody's fighting, but still, this is a hard thing I understand all around for this project that causes a lot of passion, a lot of money, and I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Atwick. So, just clarification on is it possible at all to change? Any of the material has to be built with.
Yes.
So it's the most effective boost. You're holding it. If you decide that the bluestone is not the best material, is it possible to have something else put it in?
At some point in the process, I would have to ask.
Right. Well, Greg said yes.
With what they
with respect to the grant program?
No.
Yes.
Chico.
Whether that.
SHPO and department. New Jersey, we've submitted the plans to. It tells them what the materials are and what's happening. So
right.
I can't answer that question without talking to David Stenberg.
Okay. From an engineering standpoint. From a grant program, you could change the materials.
Right.
Because that's not the grant.
Right. No, I understand.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'd like to
I have to close public portion, Lou. So I'm going to close public portion at 8:31 p.m. Lou, you want to say something?
I'll give you guys a number. He'll power wash it every spring for you for $150. He'll come with the truck, with the pump, everything. Be done. $150. If that's your biggest worry about this thing. My firm will donate. It'll be our annual donation.
I never knew you had it said to you.
Okay, anything else before
no,
we...
No, this is serious. Listen, if you've got kids playing there, even adults, and somebody drops food, and some of that food stains like tri-ketchup.
Or ants.
Tri-ketchup. Try to clean ketchup off a sofa.
I was only half joking. I could literally give you the guy who does the Aberdeen spray park.
What?
We have a spray park in my town where I'm a councilman. It's a water feature, and everyone brings their food. It's a disaster. And we have a guy. He literally does an amazing job. He does that, and then he goes over to town hall, takes all the mold off, and then he does all our retaining walls on the basketball courts that have all the mold.
Okay.
He has like a mobile truck that does it. He doesn't need a water source. He just pulls up. Cleans it, leaves. We'll see how many things you want to clean. I told you I might donate it as. But, yeah.
I want to donate money for the the water source, we can do a donation put in.
Oh, really?
You know, water. Yeah.
You're being nice to me.
Okay. Anything else from anyone?
Wait, so let me get one more clarifying question from what Steve said. So because there's a lot of people that like have asked me questions, and sometimes I'm like, I'm not going to answer something that I can't speak to. It's going to look exact like if you blindfolded someone, right, and they know what it looked like on 4th of July, and then they come 2 years from now, it'll just be like, oh, wow, those bricks are nice and new and look exactly the same?
Yeah. The way I understand it, the cap on the seating is going to be the bluestone, the way it stands down.
The concrete slabs that you stand on, it's like the river rock pebble coming through. And
I don't know. Are you
going to
use washed...
Alright, so I'm still confused because I don't know how to answer.
Because
I want to know that it's going to look exactly the same.
It's not going to look exactly the same. Nothing's going to look exactly the same.
Because long as I have, and a lot of people would like to see it remain the charming, historic, beautiful
space
that it is.
Yeah, like the fifth grade just had their whole photo spread like done beautifully, like with... Like, people like the shabby chic look.
Yeah,
which
it's historic. Yeah. We've lived here a long time.
Glass and metal, right?
And some
like
people don't want to see
it. Whether it looks exactly the same or whether it's historically,
so
it's really the eye of the beholder kind of thing.
Okay, so like right now when you look at it, you see brick and you see concrete slab with the pebble stone. So what will
it I'm not sure if we're going to use the exposed aggregate concrete or not.
Okay. But all the walls,
seen the pictures?
All the walls of brick. I've seen so many things that I'm confused.
Kathleen, can you make copies of, like, when the gentleman asks when you email to him, can you just email to everybody?
You mean the grant application?
I've seen a picture of it. Like, I know what it looks like, but I've never been to any of these meetings. So, like, I know there's a photo of it somewhere. There's a design. The guy Dave came here. He had it up on the screen. It was like where we're sitting.
You mean like a rendering?
A rendering, yeah. There's definitely a rendering of this.
See the, like, computerized model.
No.
What is it going to look like? People want to know.
I'm not dreaming that, right? There was a rendering up when he came here. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
That's what got you wild about the bluestone to begin with.
That's what got me.
And that's why it's funny. Can't you just show people a picture?
I understand where Steve's coming from, where he's saying, yeah, companies are the same. But I also understand where other people here in more sort are like, no, it's totally different. Like, so you have to see it. It's like, you kind of have to see it for yourself.
I don't want to answer for someone. I don't know.
Well, also,
you should look at the picture yourself
like
so you know. Yeah, it's a difficult
thing. That's what I keep saying. Isn't there just a picture that we can show people?
I'm sorry, we closed public comment.
Yeah,
at 8:31.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah.
I did, 8:31. Okay. Anything else before I adjourn? All right, don't forget, everyone, the next meeting is August 5th, 7 o'clock, Borough Hall. Do I have a motion? Second?
This is to adjourn, correct?
Yes. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay. Have a nice few weeks of July, and see you August 5th.
Presentation on this. You should, like, before you can honestly take your vote anyway, you should really look at least what it looks like.